节到二十节。好，我们一起来读。我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。但基督已经从死里复活，成为睡了之人出熟的果子。感谢神，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you and praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督，道成肉身，来到世界上寻找拯救我们这些失丧的人。
We thank you that you've given us your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, the God incarnate, into this world to look for us who are lost.
感谢你让你的独生爱子主耶稣基督担负我们的罪，被钉在十字架上，接受罪的刑罚。
We thank you that your Son, Jesus Christ, He bore our sin on the cross, received our punishment.
然后受死埋葬，第三天从死里复活。
Dead, buried, and is risen on the third day.
因为主耶稣基督的复活，所以我们这所有信靠耶稣的人都有永生的盼望。
Because of His resurrection, all of us who put our trust in Him have eternal hope.
啊，我们愿意圣灵将这样的信心放在我们每个人的心里。
May the Holy Spirit put such faith into everyone's heart.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 啊，我们知道今天是复活节，今天是纪念主耶稣啊复活的日子。
Today's Easter Sunday is a time for us to remember the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
那么我们教会在每一次这个主日敬拜快要结束的时候呢，我们大家会一起来念使徒信经，这是我们教会的信仰立场。
Every Sunday, close to the end of our Sunday service, we read together the Apostles' Creed. It's a tradition of our church as a proclamation of our faith.
那么在使徒信经当中，总共12句话，有两处都谈到复活。
In the Apostles' Creed, resurrection was mentioned in two different places.
那么第一处谈到的是主耶稣基督的复活。
The first time it mentioned the resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，这句话是这样说，第三天从死人中复活，升天，坐在全能父上帝的右边，将来必从那里降临，审判活人死人。
It says, on the third day, He is risen from the dead, ascended to heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the God the Father Almighty, and from whence He will descend to judge the living and the dead.
那么另外一处在使徒信经当中谈到复活，是我们这些信靠耶稣的人的复活。
And at another place in the Apostles' Creed, it mentioned that we believe in our resurrection.
啊，使徒信经宣告说，我信身体复活，我信永生。
It says, I believe in bodily resurrection and the everlasting life.
那么，我们知道，基督教有两个重要的标记。
We know there are two very important symbols of Christianity.
那么，一个就是十字架。
One is the cross.
那么，另外一个呢，是空坟墓。
The other is the empty tomb.
十字架告诉我们，我们所有的人没有办法自己拯救自己，只有主耶稣基督在十字架上流出的血可以洗净我们的罪，可以拯救我们。
The cross tells us nobody can save himself by himself. Only the blood of Jesus Christ shed on the cross can cleanse our sins.
那么我们仅仅凭着相信主耶稣在十字架上成就的救赎，成就的救恩，我们就得着永生的盼望。
Just by believing in Jesus Christ, believing in the work He accomplished on the cross, His redeeming work, and we can be saved.
啊，这是十字架所告诉我们的。
That's the message of the cross.
那么空坟墓告诉我们什么呢？
Then what does the empty tomb tell us?
空坟墓告诉我们，主耶稣基督在十字架上受死埋葬，但是第三天主耶稣基督复活了。
The empty tomb tells us that Jesus Christ was crucified, buried, dead, yet on the third day he's risen.
他是永远活着的独一真神上帝。
He's the only true God and he lives forever.
那么这两个记号表明我们基督教的信仰与其他一切的宗教信仰一个很大的不同。
Those two symbols tell us Christianity is very different from all the other religions.
第一个告诉我们人没有办法自己拯救自己，人只有靠着耶稣基督在十字架上成就的救恩才能被拯救。
First, nobody can save him or herself. Only by the redeeming work of Jesus Christ we can be saved.
第二个记号，空坟墓告诉我们，我们所信靠的主耶稣基督是生命的主宰，他是永活的真神。
And the empty tomb, the second symbol, tells us that the Christ we believe in, he is the Lord of the life, and he is the only God.
他战胜死亡。
And he's victorious over death.
那么，伊斯兰教啊，他们所崇拜的穆罕默德的坟墓，今天还在那里。
And in Islam, the tomb of Muhammad is still there, even today.
他的尸体还在那里。
And his body is still there.
那么佛教的信仰啊，他们所崇拜的释迦牟尼佛祖，他的尸体的残骸舍利子还在那里。
And in Buddhism, and the relic of the Buddha is still there.
这世界上许许多多其他宗教信仰的领袖啊，他们在死亡面前都是失败者。
Many many religions, their leaders are all, they are all losers, in the face of death.
只有主耶稣基督，独一的真神，他是生命的主宰，他打败死亡，不是被死亡打败。
Only Jesus Christ is the Lord of life, and he's victorious over death. He didn't lose that battle.
我们今天来思想复活的信息，我们就没有办法避免一个话题，就是死亡。
Today, as we consider the message of resurrection, we have to face one topic, which is death.
我曾经看过一个很短的视频，我觉得非常有意义。我曾经在这个我们的这个慕道班上，给我们慕道的朋友、出现的朋友，来一起来看过这样的一个简短的视频。
I once shared a short video clip with the baptism class, so I feel that it carries a lot of meaning, so I want to share that with you today.
我希望今天我们在这里可以一起来看一下这样的一个视频，短短的视频。 我以前看到这样的一个视频，我觉得非常的有意义。
When I saw this video clip, I felt that it's very meaningful.
在一次我们这个慕道学习的这个聚会当中，我问我们的这个慕道的朋友，初心的朋友，其实我是用一个很著名的一个圣经学者他的一个问题。
So when I shared this video clip with some new Christians, I asked them with a question raised by a very famous theologian.
那么这个学者提出这样的一个问题，他说：“你看这个天上的飞鸟在空中飞，哇，他就很开心。”
And the theologian asked, "If you look at the birds in the sky, they are very happy."
水里的鱼在水里游，他就很开心。
And when I look at the fish in the water, I'm happy.
但是我们人活在这个世界上，无论你是什么样的人，但是你总有不开心的时候。
But if you consider human life, it doesn't matter who you are, there will be unhappy moments.
为什么呢？
Why?
当时我记得有一个非常年轻的一个慕道的朋友就给出他的答案。
And at the time, a young seeker answered,
他说因为天上的飞鸟属于天空，所以他在他属于的地方他就很开心了。
And he said, the birds in the sky, they belong in the sky, and they are where they should be, that's why they are happy.
水里的鱼属于这个海洋这个水，他在他属于他的地方他就很开心了。
The fish in the sea,Because they belong to the sea, that's why they are happy in the sea.
但是人呢，不属于这个地上的世界，所以我们在这个地上，我们总是不开心。
But human, we don't belong to this world. That's why we are not happy here in the world.
那么事实上，我们每一个人的人生活在这个地上的时候，在我们人看来，好像有很大的差别。有人是亿万富翁，有人是一文不名。
And in fact, for humanity, when we live in this world, we may feel that there are big differences between different people. Some are super rich and some are very poor.
但是事实上并没有什么本质的区别。
But in fact, there are no fundamental differences between them.
但是什么是最大的区别呢？就是死后是否有复活。
But there is a big difference, which is whether there is resurrection after death.
因为死亡，所以我们的人生充满各样的痛苦。
Because of death, our life is full of all kinds of pains.
死亡是人生最大最大的难题。
Death is the most difficult thing in life.
无论我们在这个地上拥有多少，但是因为死亡，所以我们每一个人都会经历看着自己心爱的人离开。
It doesn't matter how much we have in this world, because of death, we will all experience the loss of our loved ones.
或者我们离开我们心爱的人。
Or we will be lost to our loved ones.
无论我们在这个地上的世界，你抓住多少，但是有一天，你什么都抓不住。
It doesn't matter how much you grasp in this world, one day you won't grasp anything.
所以我们要明白复活对一个人的意义，对我们今天在这个地上人生的意义，我们就要来思想死亡。
So to understand the meaning of resurrection to everyone who's living, we have to first look at death.
我们来看一处圣经，是在传道书七章第二节和第四节。
Let's look at some scripture. It's in Ecclesiastes.Chapter 7, verse 2 and 4.
好，我们看到我们可以一起来读《传道书》七章二节、四节、第二节。往糟上的家去，强如往宴乐的家去，因为死是众人的结局，活人也必将这事放在心上。第四节，智慧人的心在往糟上之家，愚昧人的心在快乐之家。圣经说，你去到那些举办葬礼的家庭当中， 你有智慧，你是智慧人。但是如果你去到那些吃喝宴乐的家庭当中，啊，他说你得不到智慧，你是愚昧人。
And the Bible tells us, if you go to the house of mourning, then you are wise. But if you go to the house of pleasure, you are a fool.
那么在一个举办葬礼的家庭当中，我们能看到什么呢？
What do we see in a house of mourning?
我们能得到什么样的智慧呢？
What kind of wisdom can we gain?
我们可能会有什么样的思考呢？
And what kind of thoughts will we have?
我们会看到人的悲伤和绝望。
We will see the grief and desperation of people.
我们会看到死亡给人带来的痛苦。
We will see the pain of death.
在那个时候我们会思想一个问题。
In that moment, we may think,
啊，这个人在这个世界上，哇，他有很高的地位，他有非常大的成功。
This person lived on earth. When he lived, he has great success. He has great fame.
但这一切在这个时刻有什么用呢？
But in this moment, what do those things help him?
啊，这个人在这个世界上，哇，他曾经拥有很多很多，他得到很多的掌声，很多的赞扬。
And this person, when he lived, he received a lot of applause, a lot of praises.
但是此刻，这一切又有什么意义呢？
Yet in this moment, what kind of meaning do those applauses have?
所以在一个举办葬礼的家庭当中，我们才会思想永恒生命的问题。
So in a house of mourning,We will think about the eternal life, the meaning of eternal life.
当我们来面对死亡的时候，我们才知道我们真正当追求的是什么。
When we face death, we will know what we should go after.
所以圣经对我们的教导与我们华人文化传统上有一个不同的地方。
So there is a big difference between the teaching of the Bible and the Chinese culture.
在我们华人的文化传统上，孔夫子讲过一句话，就说未知生焉知死。
And in Chinese culture, Confucius once said, if you don't know about living, what can you know about death?
其实圣经告诉我们什么？一个人如果不认识什么是死亡，一个人活在这个世界上，他不知道自己该怎样活。
Yet the Bible teaches us, if we don't understand death, then we don't know how to live.
主耶稣讲过很多这样的比喻啊，一个财主在这个世界上如何成功，如何风光，但是呢，当他面对死亡的时候，他发现他一生的路全走错了。
Jesus told many parables like this. Somebody who lived a great life and he's very wealthy, yet at his death and he realized all those things cannot help him.
啊，那么往宴乐之家，就是只关注这个地上的吃喝享受宴乐，你到这样的家庭当中去，你得不到任何的智慧，你会成为愚昧的人。
If you go into a house of pleasure where people only care about the pleasurable things of this world, there you won't gain any wisdom.
他们错过人生最重要最重要的东西。
They missed what's most important in life.
啊，当那个时刻来到的时候，他们就会发现他们在这个地上度过的一生全部都错了。
And when the time comes, they will realize the life they lived in this world was wrong.
只要是一个人，无论你在怎样的文化当中，无论你在怎样的民族当中，我们对死亡有共同的恐惧。
For anyone, regardless of your culture, and the fear of death is the same.
如果像很多唯物主义者所认为的那样啊，人死了以后什么就没有了，那我们还有什么可怕，还怕什么呢？
According to materialists, once we die, there's nothing left, then there's nothing to fear.
但是事实并不是这样。
But the truth is different.
我们就是告诉自己一千遍一万遍，人死了以后什么都没有了，什么都没有了，但是我们还是怕。
No matter how many times we tell ourselves, once we die, there's nothing left, we are still afraid of death.
我们怕什么？我们怕死亡之后，我们将面对什么？
What are we afraid of? We are afraid of what we will face after death.
死亡就像一扇门，我们不知道这个门后藏的是什么， 但是有一天每个人必须要打开这扇门，必须要走进去。
Death is just like a door. Nobody knows what's behind the door, but one day everybody will have to open it and go through it.
圣经告诉我们这扇门之后是什么？
The Bible tells us what's behind this door.
希伯来书九章二十七节说，按着定命，人人都有一死，死后却有审判。
Hebrews 9:27 says, just as man is destined to die once, and after that to face judgment.
每一个活在这个世界上的人，在他们的一生道路当中，无论他们过的是怎样在人看来成功的人生，
Everyone living in this world, regardless how successful they are,
如果在这一生当中他不认识耶稣，他没有信靠耶稣，
If he doesn't know Jesus, if he doesn't believe in Jesus,
其实在我们每一个人的心中我们都知道有一个神，在罗马书一章告诉我们。
Actually, in everyone's heart, we know that there is a God.
但是如果我们在一生的这个在地上一生的生命当中，我们不愿意让我们刚硬的心柔软下来，不愿意来敬拜，来寻求这一位独一的真神。
Yet if we don't want to soften our hearts, we don't want to look for and worship this God.
那么死亡对我们来说就是上帝愤怒的审判。
Then death to us is God's wrath and judgment.
但是如果我们在这地上一生的过程当中，我们来寻求这一位掌管生命的上帝，我们来寻求认识他，来信靠他。
But if we seek this God of life, if we trust, put our trust in him,
那么当我们打开这扇门的时候，我们看见的是主耶稣基督欢迎我们的怀抱。
Then when we open this door, we will see Jesus welcoming us with his embrace.
我们来一起来读罗马书四章二十五节。
Let's read Romans 4:25 together.
好，我们看到我们一起来读，耶稣被交给人，是为我们的过犯，复活是为叫我们称义。因为主耶稣在十字架上代替我们这些罪人，担负我们的罪，接受了罪的刑罚。
Because Jesus bore our sins on the cross, and he received the punishment in our place.
代替我们承受上帝愤怒的审判。
He received God's wrath and God's judgment in our place.
所以，当每一个信靠耶稣的人，打开死亡这扇门之后，我们将不会面临上帝愤怒的审判。
So everyone who put his trust in Jesus, when he opened the door of death, he will not face God's judgment.
我们将会看到上帝是我们慈爱的天父，在等着我们回家。
We will see God as our loving Father, waiting for us to go home.
那么，因为我们在神的眼中已经不再看为罪人了。乃是看为新造的人，被上帝所称义，成为上帝的儿女。
Because in God's eyes, we are no longer sinners. We are a new creation, and now we are justified.
因为主耶稣从死里复活，是为叫我们称义。
Because Jesus is risen to justify us.
我们再一起来看一处圣经。在哥林多前书十五章十四到十九节。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 14 to 19.
我们大家看到我们可以一起来读哥林多前书十五章十四到十九节。十四节起。若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。并且明显我们是为神妄作见证的，因我们见证神是叫基督复活了，若死人真不复活，神也就没有叫基督复活了，因为死人若不复活，基督也就没有复活了，基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们仍在罪里，就是在基督里睡了的人也灭亡了， 我们若靠基督，只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。保罗在这里说，如果我们不相信耶稣基督的复活，
Here Apostle Paul said, if we don't believe in the resurrection of Jesus,
那我们的信仰就是一个虚空的气泡。
Then our faith is futile.
那么如果我们信靠耶稣基督只在今生有指望，就是只是为了今生的得到满足，得到享受。
And he said, if only for this life we have hope in Christ.
保罗说，打破这样的幻想吧。
And he said, break your own bubbles.
如果你带着这样的期望来信靠主耶稣基督，那你就是这个世界上最可怜的人。你被欺骗了。
If that's the only kind of hope you have in Christ, then you are the most pitiable person.
我们基督徒的真正的喜乐是从哪里来呢？
Where do our true joy come from?
因为我们知道，因为耶稣基督从死里复活了，所以我们也要复活。
For we know Jesus is raised from the dead, and we will be raised from the dead.
我们有永远的生命，永恒的生命，跟天父上帝，跟主耶稣在一起。
We have eternal life. We will live together with God the Father, with Jesus Christ.
这带来的喜乐充满我们的心。
And that will bring joy into our hearts.
而这样的喜乐是这世界上的一切无法夺去，无法改变的。
Nothing in this world will take away such a joy.
一个相信主耶稣基督复活的人，他心中有喜乐。
Someone who believes in the resurrection of Jesus Christ is full of joy in his heart.
一个不相信主耶稣基督复活的人，他心中可能也有快乐，也有开心的时候。
Someone who don't believe in the resurrection of Jesus, maybe at times he will feel happy.
但是这当中有一个很大的不同。
But there is a big difference.
一个不相信耶稣复活的人，他的快乐，他的喜乐是被这个世界上的环境所左右和改变的。
Someone who don't believe in the resurrection of Jesus, his happiness is influenced by things of this world.
环境不好了，他的快乐就没有了。
And when circumstances turn worse, then his joy will disappear.
别人对待我的方式不是我心中所期望的那样，我的快乐就没有了。
When he's not treated according to his wish, and his joy will disappear.
而一个相信耶稣基督复活的人，他也相信自己有一天也要复活。
Yet for someone who believes in the resurrection of Jesus,He will also believe that one day he will be raised from the dead.
这样的喜乐是这个世界上一切没有办法夺去的。
Then his joy will not be taken away by anything of this world.
也不是因为这个世界上的人怎样去对待他，他可以失去心中这样的一个喜乐。
And his joy will not be lost just by being mistreated by other people.
我们再来读圣经。我们一起可以看到哥林多前书15章20节到23节。
Next, let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20 to 23.
20节我们一起来读。但基督已经从死里复活，成了碎了之人出熟的果子。死既是因一人而来，死人复活也是因一人而来。在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活，但个人是按着自己的次序复活，出熟的果子是基督，以后带他来时候是那些属基督的。圣经告诉我们，死亡临到所有在亚当里的人。
The Bible tells us death will come to everyone who's in Adam.
复活属于所有在基督里的人。
And resurrection belongs to everyone who's in Christ.
我们仅仅凭着信心，我们就连于基督，我们就成为基督里的人。
And just by faith, we are connected to Christ. We are in Christ.
因为我们所信靠的主耶稣基督，他复活了，所以我们每一个信靠他的人，我们也要复活。
Because Christ, who we trust, resurrected, and one day we will be raised from the dead.
如果我们看这个经文，我们会看到圣经用睡了来形容在基督里的人的死亡。
We often see in the Bible, the people in Christ who are dead are described as being asleep.
那么我们在以前的信息当中，我们思想睡了意味着什么？
In our previous messages, we once considered what it means to be asleep.
死亡很可怕。
Death is to be feared.
我们不希望有一个尸体躺在我们的旁边。
We don't want a dead body beside us.
但是睡觉不可怕。
But sleep is not to be feared.
我睡着的妻子躺在我的旁边不可怕。
When my wife is asleep beside me, I am not afraid.
死了的人再起不来了。
And those who are dead will never rise again.
睡了的人能够起来，而且容光焕发。
Those who are asleep, they can still rise again, and when they arise, they are full of energy.
死了的人在绝望和黑暗当中。
Those who are dead, they are in darkness and desperation.
睡了的人在最安宁的安息当中。
Those who are asleep, they are in peace.
我说的是在基督里睡了的人。
What I mean is asleep in Christ.
那么我们从刚才看的圣经，我们也看到耶稣是出熟的果子，主耶稣的复活好像第一个成熟的果子一样。
From the scriptures we just read, we can see that Jesus is like the first fruits.
那么所有信靠耶稣的人也要复活，就是我们可以看到这个画面，一个出熟的果子成熟了，那么有很多出熟的果子都一个个成熟，这是一个伟大的丰收。
And those who believe in Jesus, one day they will experience resurrection also. And when you have the first fruit, there will be many, many fruits to follow.
那么死亡在这里让我们看到像什么呢？像撒种。
And here we can see that death is just like sowing seeds.
在现在这个春天的季节，很多我知道很多姊妹们在开始种菜了，在开始育苗了，撒种了，种果树了。
Now it's springtime. I know many sisters who are busy sowing seeds and planting plants.
那么，当我们把一个种子埋在土里的时候，把一个小苗埋在土里的时候，我们会不会好难过、好伤心呢？痛哭流泪？
And when we sow seeds in the ground, are we grieving over those seeds?
不会，虽然埋在土里，我们再也看不见它了，埋到了冰冷的土里。
Even though we bury those seeds under the ground, yet we are not grieving.
因为我们知道它有一天都会长出来的，它会结出果实来。
For we know one day it'll sprout and one day it'll bear fruit.
所以我们基督徒看死亡，一个是睡了。一个是这是撒种，有一天他再从死里复活的时候，就是美丽的果实，就是一个更加荣美的生命。
So to Christians, death is like falling asleep on the one hand. On the other hand, it's like sowing seed. One day, those seeds will sprout.
所以如果我们去到葬礼当中，我们刚才看到这个聪明的人呢，就去葬礼。如果我们去到葬礼当中，我们会看到完全不同的葬礼。
If we attend a funeral, just like the Bible referred to, and it will be totally different.
对于一个相信主耶稣基督复活的基督徒，相信自己也要复活的基督徒，他的葬礼不是悲伤的绝望，不是就是毫无指望的这种悲痛。
And to a Christian who believes in the resurrection of Jesus and who believes that one day he will be raised from the dead as well. When he attends a funeral, it will not be full of despair.
但是对于一个不相信主耶稣复活，不相信复活的人，那他的葬礼真的就是一个没有盼望的悲剧。
Yet to someone who doesn't believe in the resurrection of Jesus, when he attends a funeral, then it is a hopeless event.
我们再看两处经文。我们看到我们可以一起来读约翰福音六章四十节。
Let's read John 6:40.
好，我们看到我们一起来读。因为我父的意思是叫一切见子而信的人得永生， 并且在末日我要叫他复活。我们再来看到罗马书十章九节，口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。相信主耶稣基督的复活是我们所有基督徒信心的一个最重一个非常重要的核心。
Believing in the resurrection of Jesus is the core of our Christian faith.
主耶稣基督的复活首先证明耶稣确确实实是像他自己所说的那样，他是神的儿子。
First, the resurrection of Jesus Christ proves that he is the Son of God.
正如主耶稣基督他自己所说的那样，他与父本为一，他就是道成肉身的上帝来到世界上。
Just like Jesus said, he is one with God the Father. He is the God incarnate.
主耶稣基督在这个世界上行走33年，行过很多神迹奇事，但是到底哪一件事真正的证明耶稣是神的儿子，耶稣就是上帝呢？
Jesus walked the earth for 33 years and he performed many, many miracles. And which miracle truly proved that he is the Son of God?
在罗马书一章三至四节，圣经是这样说。
In Romans chapter 1 verse 3 and 4, the Bible says,
论到他儿子，我主耶稣基督按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的，按圣善的灵说因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
Concerning his son Jesus Christ our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead.
耶稣说过很多充满智慧的教训。
Jesus gave many, many wise teachings.
耶稣行过很多了不起的神迹。
And he performed a lot of miracles.
但是圣经告诉我们，真正证明耶稣确确实实是神的儿子是一件事情。
Yet the Bible tells us only one thing truly proved that Jesus is the Son of God.
就是他从死里复活。
Which is his resurrection.
如果我们看圣经，我们可能会说，哎，圣经上也有一些人从死里复活，比如说耶稣让一些人从死里复活。
And some may say,In the Bible, it described other people who were raised from the dead as well.
但是所有这些人活了还要死。
Yet those people, after they were raised from the dead, one day they died again.
但是主耶稣基督的复活，他是永远活的。
Yet after Jesus was raised from the dead, he lives forever.
在天父上帝的右边，为所有信靠他的人在祷告。
He's on the right hand of God the Father Almighty.And interceding for everyone who believes in him.
主耶稣他自己这样说，在启示录一章十七节后半部分到十八节。
In Revelation chapter 1 verse 17 to 18, the Bible says,
我们大家看到，我们可以一起来读。我是首先的，我是末后的，又是那存活的。我曾死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远。并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。这个世界上没有另外任何一个人讲过这样的话。
In this world, no one else ever said anything like that.
无论多么伟大的人物，他曾创造多么伟大的宗教、伟大的思想、伟大的信仰，他说不出这样的话。
No matter how great they are, what kind of philosophical schools they established, what kind of religions they established, they couldn't say anything like this.
这句话超过我们人类的所有想象力。
This sentence exceeds all imaginations of humanity.
我们今天读到这样的话，我们觉得很普通啊，有什么了不起？
And some people may feel that sentence quite ordinary.
但是你真说不出来。
But you cannot say anything like that.
人类没有一个人说得出来。
Nobody can.
因为人类活在时间和空间的限制当中。
For we live in the constraint of space and time.
我们的思想跟神的思想、神的智慧有本质的差别。
Our thoughts have fundamental differences from the thoughts of God.
耶稣说他曾经死了，现在又活了，他拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
Jesus said, I was dead and now I live, and I have the keys of Hades and of death.
只有上帝有这样的权柄。
Only God has such authority.
只有万物的创造者，赋予生命的那一位，他有这样的权柄。
Only the Creator has such authority and power.
啊，主耶稣从死里复活，证明主耶稣就是神的儿子，他就是道成肉身的上帝。
The resurrection of Jesus proves that He is the Son of God. He is the God incarnate.
主耶稣基督的复活也证明十字架上的救恩是实实在在，值得我们信靠的。
His resurrection also proves the truth of His salvation on the cross.
我们来一起读这一处圣经，罗马书四章二十五节。
Let's read Romans 4:25.
耶稣被交给人，是为我们的过犯，复活是叫我们称义。如果耶稣没有复活，
If Jesus was not raised from the dead,
我们不能被上帝称义。
Then we cannot be justified by God.
我们没有办法去面对上帝的审判。
And we cannot face the judgment of God.
如果耶稣基督没有复活，
If Jesus was not raised from the dead,
他就像这个世界上曾经出现过的很多伟大的思想家、道德家啊，伟大的人物一样。
He'll be just like other great historical figures, the great moral teachers or great philosophers.
哦，他给我们留下伟大的思想、伟大的榜样啊，伟大的指导。
He may have left behind great teachings, great examples.
但是他没有办法带领我们去面对死亡，去面对上帝的审判。
But he cannot lead us to face death and face God's judgment.
而如果一个人没有办法面对上帝审判的时候，那他活在这个世界上的日子，无论怎样，一定是悲剧收场。
If we cannot face God's judgment, it doesn't matter what kind of life we live in this world, and the ending will always be a tragedy.
保罗说过，如果我们靠耶稣只在今生有指望，我们就是悲惨的人。
Paul says, if only for hope of this life we put our trust in Jesus, then among all the people we are most to be pitied.
一个德国的一个哲学家康德他是一个划时代的哲学家，他也讲过类似的话。
German philosopher Kant once said,
他说如果我们不相信人可以复活，那人的一生就是悲惨的。
If we don't believe in resurrection, then our life is a tragedy.
主耶稣基督的复活证明他就是上帝。
Resurrection of Jesus proves that he is God.
主耶稣基督的复活证明他在十字架上成就的救恩是值得我们信任的，值得我们信靠的。
And his resurrection proves that the salvation he accomplished on the cross is trustworthy.
圣经也告诉我们，主耶稣基督的复活让所有信靠他的人可以重生。
The Bible also tells us, with the resurrection of Jesus Christ, all of those who put their trust in Jesus will be raised from the dead as well.
我们一起来读这一处经文，在彼得前书一章三至四节。
Let's read 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 and 4 together.
好，我们一起来读。愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。主耶稣从死里复活，让我们每一个信靠他的人，我们可以重生。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ brings us to a new life.
耶稣告诉我们，人若不重生，没有人能够见上帝的面，没有人能够进上帝的国。
Jesus said, if one is not born again, then he cannot see God, and he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
感谢神，因为主耶稣基督从死里实实在在确实的复活了。
Praise the Lord, because Jesus indeed was raised from the dead.
所以我们信靠他的人， 我们不仅复活，我们复活的时候，我们还有，只要信靠他那一天开始，我们就有重生的生命，是一个永恒的生命。
To those who believe in him, from the day he put his trust in Jesus Christ, he is born again, he has a new life.
主耶稣基督从死里复活，他向无数的人显现过。
After Jesus was raised from the dead, he appeared to many people.
上帝准确地选择他要向谁来显现。
God precisely chose who Jesus appeared to.
主耶稣向那些曾经认识他、曾经信靠他的人一一地显现。
Jesus appeared to those who once believed in him, who trusted in him.
啊，耶稣的有一个门徒啊，他对主耶稣的复活，他对主耶稣的复活没有信心。
One of Jesus' disciples, Thomas, he didn't have faith in Jesus' resurrection.
结果耶稣说啊，你来摸我手上的钉伤，你来摸我肋旁的枪伤。
Jesus invited him over to touch the wound in his hand and on his side.
结果多马这个时候就真的相信，真的知道。站在他面前的就是复活的耶稣，从那一个时刻开始，他称耶稣就为主。
And in that moment, Thomas believed that Jesus was raised from the dead, and he believed that Jesus was his Lord.
耶稣首先向抹大拉的玛利亚显现，然后向他的门徒显现。
And first Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene, then he appeared to his disciples.
然后又向500人显现。
Then he appeared to 500 people.
啊，他为什么向这些人显现呢？
Why did he appear to those people?
因为这些人可以见证，这一位复活的真的就是耶稣。
For those people can serve as witnesses that he is Jesus Christ.
那我们相信主耶稣的基督的复活，不仅给我们有永生的盼望，他改变我们在今天这个地上的生命。
And when we believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we not only gain hope of eternal life,Our life in this world will be changed as well.
一位圣经学者说，唯有相信复活来的主耶稣，我们才能面对今天的生活。
A theologian said, only if we believe in the resurrected Lord, we can face our life.
唯有相信复活来的主耶稣，才能够让我们有一天可以平安地面对死亡。
That only if we believe in the resurrected Lord,We can face death.
当马丁路德希望教会能够回到圣经的时候
，When Martin Luther trying to get the church to return to the Scripture，
当时他受到罗马天主教会极大的逼迫。
At the time he was persecuted by the Catholic Church.
Roman.
By the Roman Catholic Church.
然后他这个时候是极度的，甚至灰心绝望，精神极度的几乎要崩溃了。
At the time, he's in despair, and he almost lost his mind.
然后这时候，人们发现他在一种几乎不是被他的这个理智所控制的情况下，因为精神极度的恍惚崩溃。
And because he almost lost his mind.
然后人们发现他这个手不停的在写，写几个字，就说他活着，他活着。
People saw him keeping on writing.He lives, he lives.
当然我们知道这个他指的是谁。
We all know what this he refers to.
就是复活的主耶稣基督。
The resurrected Jesus Christ.
后来我们看见马丁路德他因着这样的信心，他战胜一切的困难难阻，他成功的把许许多多的基督徒带回到上帝的真理圣经当中。
Because of his faith, later Martin Luther overcome all kinds of difficulties and he brought many believers back to the teaching of the Bible.
那么当主耶稣基督在十字架上受难的时候，我们曾经看到过耶稣的门徒都跑了。
And when Jesus was crucified on the cross, all his disciples scattered.
但是很短的时间之后，他们好像完全变成了另外的人。
Yet a short while later, they all changed dramatically.
他们站起来放胆传讲主耶稣基督的福音。
They stood up and preached the gospel of Jesus Christ.
然后人们认出这些主耶稣的门徒，他们曾经是跟从过耶稣的人。
And other people recognized that those are the disciples of Jesus Christ.
人们凭什么认出呢？人们圣经说，人们看到他们的胆量。
And by what did those people recognize them? They saw their courage.
但是这些现在变得很有胆量的人，但是很短一段时间之前，他们是懦夫啊，他们都跑了。
Yet those courageous preachers, only a short while ago, they were deserters.
他们为什么有这么大的改变呢？
And what made them change so dramatically?
因为他们看见了复活的主耶稣基督。
For they saw the resurrected Jesus Christ.
他们想起耶稣说过所有关于他要复活的话。
They remembered what Jesus said regarding his death and resurrection.
他们知道这一位主耶稣基督是生命的主宰，他是上帝。
They knew Jesus Christ was the Lord of life, and He is God.
他们知道主耶稣没有骗我们。
They knew Jesus didn't deceive them.
我们今天也要知道，圣经没有骗我们。
Today we need to know that Bible doesn't deceive us.
是我们自己很多时候欺骗我们自己。
Oftentimes we deceive ourselves.
我们不愿意面对人生的真相。
We don't want to face the truth of life.
今天最大的问题不是说上帝没有把真相告诉我们。
Today, the biggest problem is not that God didn't tell us the truth.
因为我们都是懦夫。
But we are all weak.
我们不愿意接受这样的真相。
We don't want to receive the truth.
我们也是最骄傲的人。
And we are all arrogant.
我们觉得我们不需要这样的去了解这样的真相。
We feel that we don't need to know the truth.
那么我们再一起来看一处圣经。好，我们大家一起来读约翰福音11章25节后半部分和26节。
Let's read together, John chapter 11, the second half of 25 and verse 26.
我们看到我们一起来读25节，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活。凡活的信我的人必永远不死，你信这话吗？复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活。感谢神。那么今天在纪念主耶稣基督从死里复活的日子。
And today is a time that we remember the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
我愿意圣灵的光照到我们每一个人的心里。
May the Holy Spirit shine a light into everyone's heart.
如果我们是蒙恩得救的人，我们在自己的人生，在这地上的人生当中，我们认识主耶稣基督，我们信靠他。
If we have received salvation and mercy from God, and we can put our trust in Jesus Christ,
那么让圣灵把这样的真理刻在我们的心里，因为主耶稣基督复活了，所以我们也要复活。
May the Holy Spirit put such truth into our heart, because Jesus was raised from the dead. One day, we will be raised from the dead as well.
让这样的信心成为我们在这个地上生活的力量，活得像一个有永生的人。
May such a faith be a strength for us, so we can live in this world full of hope.
活得像一个得到永生、得到救赎恩典的人。
We can live according to the salvation we received.
不要活得像一个没有盼望的人。
Do not live as one without hope.
不要活得像一个没有永生的人。
Do not live as one without eternal life.
那么对于我们还没有认识主耶稣基督，还没有信靠主耶稣基督的人。
To those who haven't believed in Jesus Christ.
我们也愿意圣灵此刻对我们心里说话。
May the Holy Spirit speak to them as well.
我们是有永生的人。
For we all have eternal life.
我们要对我们的永生负上我们自己应该负上的责任。
We need to be responsible toward our eternal life.
而永生的道路在主耶稣基督那。
The path to eternal life belongs to Jesus.
我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you and praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督道成肉身来到世界上。
We thank you that you've given us your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, the God incarnate into this world.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们。
God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son.
让我们这一切信靠他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
So everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life.
因为主耶稣基督从死里复活。
Because Jesus was raised from the dead.
我们也要有一天从死里复活。
One day we will be raised from the dead as well.
我们感谢上帝给我们这样大的恩典。
God, we thank you for your grace.
愿圣灵带领我们每天行走在这个地上的日子当中。
May the Holy Spirit lead us in every day in this world.
让我们不要忘记我们信靠耶稣的人是何等蒙了恩典的人。
Let us not forget those of us who put our trust in Jesus Christ, how blessed we are.
让这样的真理，这样的信心改变我们在地上的生命。
May such truth and such faith change our lives in this world.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.